Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I used to be a science major until my dreams were crushed by Gavin.
I'm saving the planet.
106.5 The End.
So here on the show, Katie usually says she doesn't feel well. That's pretty common. And today she doesn't feel well, but this time it's for a very specific reason.
Now what's wrong?
I can't find my sleeping pills.
Oh.
They're somewhere in my house.
Oh, boy. Well, the good news is you don't have kids. Uh-oh.
I mean, my littlest one can't get the top
off of
it.
That's true. That's true.
Why didn't you make it a treasure hunt for your kids?
There you go. Find the rattle.
Find mommy's sleepy pills and someone gets a candy bar.
I would give them two candy bars, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mess today. I was up like several times each hour looking at the clock.
How do you lose those?
I think I set it down with something else I was putting away, but I don't know what that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So it is somewhere in the house, but we just don't know where.
What a fun life.
And I tried to get some over-the-counter sleeping medication.
Does it worry you that you need something like that?
No.
Because stuff like that freaks me out.
Well, the reason I need it, this makes me even sound like more of a drug addict, but I have to take my ADHD medication every day. And that is like a pharmaceutical amphetamine. So it makes it really, really hard to go to sleep. And we have to go to bed so early that it's like not even like my natural time that I would go to sleep. I would go to sleep later. So I kind of like, in order to function in my life, I have to take my ADHD medication. But in order to sleep because of that, I have to take sleeping pills.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's definitely not what I would have chosen for
myself. What time of day do you take the ADHD stuff?
I take it on my way to work and when I am leaving work.
Oh, you have to take it twice a day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because time release.
What if you don't take the evening one and just allow yourself to be a little screwy at night?
I mean, sometimes I do that, and I'll probably have to do that today. I'm sure my insurance isn't going to cover a brand new bottle of sleeping pills. I just got it refilled.
Ugh.
I mean, it makes it hard to not be very scattered when my kids come home, and I'm trying to help them with homework, and I'm trying to do dinner, and somebody's got to get to soccer, and I have to be paying attention to the clock, and somebody needs to get picked up.
They sell this stuff at Whole Foods. They're like chocolate candies, but they make you go to sleep.
Nothing at Whole Foods works.
How dare you?
I was just having this conversation with my wife because our over the weekend, our 3.5-year-old got a cough from daycare. And kid coughs. God, I can't wait for Rain to have kids. There's something about a little toddler's cough that just makes you irritated and feel bad for them at the same time. Because it seems like they have to cough every 10 seconds. Mm. And anyway, so he has it. And it goes all night long. Keeps them up. So he was coming in the room all the time.
Sure.
So because she handles the baby, I handle the other two kids. I got no sleep Saturday night because Theo kept coming in and he got no sleep. So you can't give a kid under the age of 6 cough syrup.
Mm.
But they have a bunch of natural cough syrups out there. None of it works. Nothing. Natural stuff doesn't work. Give me NyQuil 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Because you know what? All you're taking is honey mixed with like elderberry juice.
Yeah.
And it's just nonsense. And I buy it. I buy a bottle every time because you're so desperate.
Yeah.
You just want your kid to sleep so that you can sleep. That's like $18.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
Then you're just sitting there and you're like, effing Whole Foods, like, all of this entire aisle is hilarious nonsense. Am I wrong or am I wrong? Go ahead. Text in. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, it doesn't. I think that some vitamins work.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Are they called Flintstone vitamins?
No.
I don't even know how to tell if regular vitamins work, let alone all natural vitamins.
I mean, there are a couple vitamins I believe in, but for the most part, I think organic is a scam.
Right. When it comes to like medicine-y type stuff.
Man. And a lot of other things too.
Uh-oh.
Those organic people are going to blow up your cars, but they're going to do it with all natural ingredients.
So nothing will happen?
Wow!
That's right. Take that!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.